Hi, and welcome to Seeing Climate Change, the podcast that explores climate change through visual art, personal reflection, science, and conversation. I'm Hannah, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Alex.
In this episode, inspired by the William Benton Museum of Art's Seeing Climate Change exhibition, Lillian Stockford chats with UConn student Claire Cafford about big weather events on UConn's campus and how they affect everyday life. Tune in.
Hello, my name is Lillian Stockford, and I am an undergraduate history major here at UConn. In this episode, I will be discussing some of the memorable weather events that have affected the store's campus. I know, as a student, I walk every day on campus, and I'm sure to check the weather app, and the events I'm going to discuss in this episode are a major reason why. Big weather events, and weather as a whole, are a big factor of my day as a student, and that's something that I'm excited to explore more in this episode. The first event that I will be talking about are the September 13th rainstorms and floods of 2023. There were flash flood warnings throughout New England, including in stores. There was flooding in New York. There was tornadoes in Brooklyn and Killingly, Connecticut, an area where I'm from. And it was also considered a once-in-200-year event in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. It was formed due to perfect conditions, as a low-pressure system combined with a stationary frontal boundary and convergence zone. Together, they created slow-moving thunderstorms with heavy rain that stuck around. Today, I am joined by my friend, a history major and anthropology major, Claire Cathers. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I know personally, I had to call out of work that day after the downpour. Did you experience anything similar? Did it affect your ability to go about your day-to-day tasks?
Absolutely. So I experienced the rainstorm just as Lily did, and I know I was soaked right as I got outside of my dorm building. And that is very unusual for a rainstorm here. I was decked out in my rain jacket, I had my umbrella, I was ready to face the storm, but this was a whole new level, and it was like climate change was unfolding in front of our eyes.
Absolutely. I know I left my work that morning. I went to my start of my shift to go to class, and I knew the second I got out there that this was like something I have never experienced. By the time I got to class, I was soaked through. I lost my favorite pair of shoes to that storm. They never recovered from walking to class, walking through the rivers on the sidewalks. Did you personally lose any belongings?
You know what? I did. So the rain took my backpack as a victim, and it soaked everything through. I had loose papers in there, and I had notebooks, and they were soaked all the way through, and the notebooks to this day are bent out of shape, which is quite annoying, but I know my wallet was a major problem, and I opened it up maybe 2 weeks later, and it was still wet from the storm. Several of my belongings were also ruined. I had a few photos in my wallet, sentimental things, and these were all starting to disintegrate from the rainstorm.
Wow. Yeah, I know personally, I saw people who just had given up, you know, because their belongings were ruined. There was no point in running to the bus anymore. I'm saddened to hear, but not surprised to hear that you lost so much to it. I know personally, I had never experienced a rainstorm like that at UConn. Had you?
You know what? I've experienced one other rainstorm like that. I was a freshman, and rain just started falling out of the sky in huge globs. It felt like my umbrella was no match. So, as anybody would do, as soon as I heard the thunder and the rain started coming down, I ducked into the nearest building and I waited it out. But this one, on September 13th, had some very bad results that occurred from the infrastructure, which I would say was the result of poorly placed gutters creating a massive waterfall that we had to walk under, which was blocking the door to the building we were trying to go to class in.
Yes, I remember that. The chemistry building had a tsunami of water coming off of it. The sidewalk had like 2 inches of water. I had never seen something like that before. I know the buses couldn't run for a little while because of flooding throughout the campus, so it definitely was extremely unusual, and I think the infrastructure definitely contributed to that. I know personally, I heard a lot about other student experiences through social media and then just talking to my friends. Did you talk about it with your friends? Did you, you know, engage with it on social media, post about it?
You know what? I mostly talked about it with my friends, and I took a video of the chemistry building waterfall, and I sent it to everybody. And they were shocked because this was something on a scale so large that it was just simply something to just sit back and stare at.
Absolutely. I know it was really big on Instagram and stuff. People were posting pictures of their stuff ruined, of them soaking wet, complaining that they couldn't go to classes and stuff. It definitely was a bonding experience, I think, for a lot of students on the campus, which I think also made it unusual in its own way. I think it really helped the student experience get shared. And it was kind of funny in its own way, you know, the camaraderie of it all. Thank you so much for talking to me today. It was so great to hear your experiences and your feelings about this storm. I know it vastly affected my life, and I think about it often. In any case, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
As we just heard with Claire, weather, especially more extreme weather, plays a big role in student lives. That rainstorm is not the only memorable weather event that I've experienced here in Storrs. During the winter half of the spring 2023 semester, there was a big cold event. And I'm talking record numbers. Negative 30 degree wind chill, with feels like temperatures even lower. In Boston, they had their feels like temperature record at negative 39 degrees. These temperatures aren't just uncomfortable, they're also dangerous. In those temperatures, you could get frostbite in less than 30 minutes. And at their worst, we're talking more like less than 10. Because of this, the government had to respond accordingly to make sure people's lives weren't at risk. For those who didn't have access to shelter, they were asked to call 211 to find out where the nearest warming center was and to get help with transportation and getting there. Personally, I lived on campus during that semester. One day, I decided to get lunch at McMahon, and I figured I could just take the bus back. Unfortunately, I missed that bus. So I decided to walk back, an easy 10-minute walk. I had done it many a time before. I quickly realized, however, after setting out, that I had made the wrong call, because this was a cold like I had never experienced here on Storrs. And I'm talking frigid. Quickly, I realized that my hands had gotten numb, and then my legs. I walked a little bit quicker, and I got back to my dorm, and I tried to warm up in the common area. However, the feeling didn't come back as fast as it usually would in a cold like that. I started to get nervous. I was pretty frantically looking up if I had frostbite, what to do. Luckily, I didn't get frostbite, but it was a pretty scary moment for me. I had never experienced a cold like that before, and I haven't since. It was definitely a memorable weather event for me. Why does this matter? Well, weather is something that affects students every day in a multitude of ways. It's something tangible that we can all experience. Whether it's a torrential downpour or a freezing winter, these are all parts of our lives and something to consider. The stories I told before can be funny in some ways, but are also demonstrations of how weather can negatively affect our lives. However, there are also positive effects to consider. On the negative side, it can prevent students from getting to their classes or jobs. But on the positive side, a nice sunny day, that can really make someone's week in the fall when it's getting a little dreary outside. Another thing to consider is that climate change is highly likely to exacerbate extreme weather events. For instance, hurricanes. They require a certain water temperature to form, and as oceans warm, we'll likely see the range of hurricanes increase, bringing them farther north than we're used to. All in all, weather is a big part of the human experience, and it's something that's important to consider, to look back on. Thank you for listening today, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening. Check out the show notes for more information about the topics covered in this episode and for a link to the William Benton Museum of Art's website.
The Benton is the official art museum for the state of Connecticut, and admission is always free for all visitors. The museum is located on the University of Connecticut's Storrs campus and is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. But make sure to check the website for updated hours before you arrive. We encourage you to visit.
The Seeing Climate Change podcast is a production of the Fall 2023 cohort of the Digital Media and Design and History Department's course, Collaborating with Cultural Institutions, taught by Professor Clarissa Seglio. This podcast was produced in collaboration with the William Benton Museum of Art and with the support of WHUS Radio. The series theme music was composed and performed by our own Alexander Filippidis.
Before we sign off, we hope that you will check out the other episodes in this series. Thank you again, and see you in the next episode.